film podcasting is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere.
I know this one.
Of course you do. That's what. Yeah, go on.
It's, I really like this.
This is Matthew's
film.
Week.
Go this on. Is a film I haven't seen for ages.
No, I haven't either.
But I would. Watch
I'm
going to
say.
I think.
It's Van Wilder.
It's Van Wilder.
Oh, Ryan great Reynolds. Film.
Yeah.
He says, worrying is like a rocking chair. Gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere.
I use that as advice quite a lot, actually, that particular quote.
What, film podcasting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if you want film podcasting advice, you can get in touch with Matthew at Top 5 Films That. So welcome back. Alternative Weekly, we're at Extra. I feel slightly uneasy because I am very much out of my comfort zone of what we've done previously. Dominic is going to take the reins of the games. I've literally got on my sheet onto the games, which I normally do, and then I'd have a huge list. And my piece of paper has gone from 8 pages to about 2 pages. So,
yeah, Dom's the paper king.
I've got
king.
Lots of paper.
Lots of paper this week.
So, Dom, before I hand over officially for all of that and we do our bits and pieces, do you want to tell us what's in store?
If you want to, or do you want to?
I just want a little
round.
Okay. A little idea.
Give us a teaser.
So we know the first one. The first one is still Please Release Me. Mm-hmm. That is exactly the same as it was before. So
title cemented.
Yeah.
Film, you guess the year, et cetera, et cetera.
Have you got a category?
Is there still a link?
There is still a link.
Good. Okay.
Good.
Absolutely.
Just check in. You don't have to. You can do it your own way.
No, I've kept that one the same. I enjoy that one.
Yeah. That's the bit I am most looking forward to out of everything, is being able to randomly guess
what stupid
it might
links.
Be. Yeah, stupid links. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The next one I have changed, and it's called Who Am I?
Right.
So
Dominic Swoffer. Every time that's going to happen.
I've got how it works. I'll tell you the year and genre of a film.
Yes.
And then what follows is I will give you kind of clues about five actors that have starred in that film.
Okay.
Right. Well, you don't know the name of it, as I said. I'll read out the trivia questions about celebrities and you have to call out your name and guess who they are.
All right, leave it there, leave it there. Don't tell us anymore. Fine. We'll come back to it. Yeah. And the third game?
I'm already confused. Good.
Yeah, I'll tell you more before we play.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And the last one is back and forth. So as the...
For the tiebreaker.
Sudden death, yeah, essentially. Right. So I'll give you a category and you have to go back and forth, give me names of films, essentially.
How are you fact-checking this?
I've got a list of about 100. So
he's done proper research.
Oh, wow.
And it's also, I'm the judge, so if I don't think it's a film, it's not a film.
Oh, there we go. And then we can argue later.
No,
this is going to cause outrage.
Okay, if you can
outrage.
Tell me about the film.
Right.
It's fine, but you only have...
I'm very convincing.
And you have to go back and forth. And if you only get 5 seconds to give
five
me one.
5 seconds?
But, well, if you let me finish.
Make it three.
I will give you 15 seconds at the beginning to think of some.
Okay.
Am I allowed to write them down?
You can if you want. If not, you might need a pen.
Oh, I said no, to him no before pen. We started, am I going to need a pen?
No, you're not allowed.
Okay.
Store them in your brain.
Right, so before we get on to those...
Rounds.
Yeah, yeah. I was more trying to think of some sort of superlative of how scared I am, but okay. I just don't want to lose 10-0 is all I'd say.
You can't lose 10-0.
Who would do that?
Who would lose 10-0?
Right, I didn't lose every round. Can we just clarify that? It was 10-0.
Yeah, again, you lost every game.
In the best of three.
Oh, yeah. As always, we tend to go through what we've been watching and we're going to go through films, then we're going to go through series. Anyone happy to kick us off with what have you been watching in terms of films?
Well, I've got a lot this week.
Okay, so you're going to tell us them all, but you're going to, what, just tell us a few details? Yeah. The ones you like would be probably best.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you all the ones I watched. Is it
in order again?
It is in order that I watched them this
classic.
Week. Okay, so we watched, as a family, we watched the first Star Wars movie.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what...
Do you mean the first Star Wars?
I mean the first released Star Wars movie.
Okie doke. That's not Star Wars 1, is it?
It's called Star Wars.
It's called Star Wars 4.
No, it wasn't when it was released.
But it is now.
Correct.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Last time you'll be correct. podcast. I watched Waiting. The Ryan Reynolds in restaurant.
Oh, how very timely with the Van Wilder then. Mm, yeah.
With the kids. That one?
No, not with the kids, that one.
Oh, okay.
Did you batwing it?
I have not batwinged it since.
So you have done it once?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched a film called Totally Killer. Now, It was a new Amazon exclusive that I watched, and the first 10 minutes I was horrified at how awful it was. I thought this is going to be a really boring slasher horror film, right? And then it sort of turned into a cross between Back to the Future, Hot Tub Time Machine, Scream, and Mean Girls. It was really quite good, even though it's about time horrendous. Travel.
It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. And in fact, when you talk about it, but it was quite amusing. I enjoyed that. I would say that's worth watching.
So what genre was it?
It's comedy, time travel, horror.
Oh, so it wasn't, okay.
Slasher.
Any film you can compare that to?
Bit like Scream.
Okay.
Scream is the closest thing I can
compare to. I can do Scream. Only the first one, though. I can't bother with the rest of them.
That's true.
But yeah.
Yeah.
How many are there now? Six?
I think...
A few, too many.
She's just signed up for the seventh one, I think.
Ortega's
is it Sydney's coming back?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I've only watched the first one or two.
Yeah, I think I've watched two.
I watched... I'll keep going on my list. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Watch that one.
Have you read the book?
We have now read the book. Oh,
classic.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Wow. Yep. You've gone back. Is that because one of them stars in Van Wilder?
No, although that is true.
Or is it because Dominic looks like Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah, that must be it.
Random.
I didn't say look like him. It reminds me of.
Oh, sorry.
I have watched Pixels, which also mentioned last week. I have watched that this week.
Do you like that? I do like it.
It was rubbish. Yeah.
No, I don't like
it. It's easy watching.
No, I just thought I wasn't interested. Have you seen this film? I watched Argyle. Have you seen that film?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we've got to talk about this, haven't we?
The one we watched together.
We all watched together, which is the first time in years we've actually watched a movie together.
Without other people being there, as in like little kids watching a kids' film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it now?
Let's talk about it, yeah.
Well, you both had no idea about the plot, did you? For the first 5 minutes, I knew it was going on.
First 5 minutes, I thought we'd signed up for an over-the-top...
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yeah. I thought we were back with Pierce Brosnan being Bond.
Well, no, it wasn't that, was it? It was more...
Great reference. Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
It seemed a bit silly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we realised it was supposed to be.
Because it was a book.
It was a book, yeah.
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 And from there...
Yeah.
We had many a laughs over spotting the Argyle pattern.
Yeah.
That became a competition because of Matthew.
I thought it was quite slow, though.
I thought it was right. I didn't find it slow particularly.
I think we all found the links with Kingsman.
It was very obvious.
Very obvious.
Wait, it was the same
director.
Same director, but it was also the same scenes. Not scenes, what am I thinking of? Sets.
We think the sets were very similar. The locations looked identical. Yeah. There's an underground lair or whatever.
Not necessarily a bad thing. I thought it was all right.
Samuel L. Jackson turns up again.
And there was a really weird link of Leon Lewis because both of you didn't know who Dua Lipa was. You knew who she was, but you didn't know what she looked like.
Yeah.
I didn't think Dua Lipa was Leona Lewis. I'll point this out, but I didn't know who it was Dua Lipa. And then randomly, it was Chasing Cars. We said we only know two of the songs.
Yeah.
And Leona Chasing Lewis Cars.
Song appeared.
That appears. Out Bleeding Magic. Love and Chasing Cars, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then it appears at the end.
Yeah. Do you enjoy it?
Initially, I thought it was quite slow, but then, yeah, the time went pretty quick in the end. So.
I think it's easy enough to watch. I'm not sure I'd go out of my way to watch it again. I think it's clearly the same audience that are watching Kingsman that they're trying to appeal to.
Mm. Sam Rockwell was brilliant.
Sam Rockwell was very good. Sam Rockwell was good in that, yeah.
Henry Cavill was unnecessary.
They've oversold it as a Henry Cavill film.
Mm.
I thought it was a Henry Cavill film.
Agreed, because he is the front man, but then it makes sense when you've seen all the
partially
film.
The reason for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And clearly they're teeing it up for perhaps future ones as well.
Maybe. I think they should leave it as a standalone, personally.
Well, it's at the end when they...
Yeah, there's still an opportunity, isn't there?
Mm. There is.
I'm not going to tell it for people, but there is an opportunity to dive into lots of different things. Mm. I think... For me, it was the intertwine between reality and sort of a fantasy or more elegant way of shooting people or things like that. I just didn't really think was necessary.
The bit with the coloured smoke.
The coloured smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't need that bit.
Just have a good fight scene there and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it happen? No.
No, it didn't. It was supposed to be in the heads.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But again, not clear. Unnecessary.
And there's a dance move. But
we have all got a new... Yeah, we all have got the new dance move.
Yes, we have. The new dirty dancing equivalent.
I'll tell you what, if we ever pull that out at a party...
Well, it's definitely me that's going to be lifted, isn't it? So,
what are you trying to say?
Better get your splits ready.
The what?
Why? Hold on. Why can't I be...
You could, but Math and me would have to do it at the same time.
Anyone who hasn't seen it,
yeah,
you don't have to wait long. It's at the very beginning as well.
It is at the very beginning as well.
Yeah, it's in the trailer.
Oh, cool. Okay. So yes, I've watched Argyle.
Yep.
Oh, we're still going.
Yeah, I'm still going. I watched Clueless.
How did you get to that from there?
Well, I just saw it and thought, oh, I fancy watching that. And then it was all right. It was pretty good. It's not as good
as I remember it.
There's a lot of homophobic slurs in it, which I didn't realise.
Yes.
I think it's just because it's the 90s. Okay. It was just sort of thing I said. And also it's a bit weird that she ends up getting together with a stepbrother.
Who also works for her dad.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's a bit strange.
That's Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
And
is quite considerably older than him. He's been through, or is through
college. No, he's
college.
I think he's only supposed to be like 2 or 3 years older than her. Because she's at
the mature. He's mature.
And then the last film that I watched this week was Fight Club. And this was the one that I wanted to mention because, I've been writing, I write a very short review on my...
I remember you saying, yeah.
So I've been doing that. I've kept up with
that. Do you want to plug it or have you letterboxed it? Or?
It's on Letterboxd, but I can't remember what my account's called. I just, it's for me. It's for me mostly. But the thing that I really liked is when I wrote it and I clicked review, it said, are you sure you want to post this? Because the first two rules of Fight Club...
So if you try to
write a review of Fight Club on Letterboxd,
oh, that's cool.
It then says, are you sure you're breaking the first two rules of Fight Club?
Are there any other films that it will do something similar
I thought
for?
That was amazing.
That's amazing.
That really made me chuckle.
It's really good.
Yeah, so there we go.
I'm just thinking, what else could they do that on? That's so clever.
That's nice. I like that. That was a good touch. I did not see that.
Very
coming.
Niche, but that's Letterboxd entirely.
Yeah, so that's my massive list of films I've managed to watch this.
Okay. Dominic, you got a long list?
Six.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll get myself out of the way. I have watched three, of which we've already talked about one, which was Argyle. The other two are very different.
Did Katie choose one and you choose one?
Katie chose them both out of Balls of Doom, as I like to call them at the moment.
Not your movie.
The first one, I don't know if you've heard of it, Alleluia.
Alan Carr.
It is. Do you know what? I've never made that link, but it's an Alan Bennett.
Oh,
and if you know Alan Bennett, it's known for his stage shows, like as in,
I'll probably
as
know
in
him.
Not. I'm not sure I'll call it a stage show.
They're comedy, but serious comedy.
Yeah, and it's basically based in the NHS in like a social care situation.
Right.
And so when you start watching it, you think, very similar to what like you did, I thought, oh, it's going to be very poignant, probably talk about politics a little bit and how there's a crisis in the money. And then at one point, it just twists and you're like, what? What? And it becomes, a bit sinister. I wouldn't watch it again.
Was it a horror film?
No. It's nothing like that. No, nothing
drama.
Like that. Yeah, drama.
Right, okay.
Sounds like a mockumentary or something, is it?
You can imagine it being performed on a stage and still being able to be done.
Right. Okay.
But it's basically like an old people's social care sitting. There are a couple of dubious situations.
Famous people in it?
Yeah. Jennifer Saunders plays one of the roles. There's a lot of people like Derek Jacobi, is it?
Yep,
he's in it. And clearly it was... meant to make a statement about the NHS more than anything.
Not heard of it.
Neither had I, but I've watched it now.
You have.
The second one, I did not expect it to be what it was.
Did you enjoy this one?
Haunting in Venice. I did enjoy it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay.
But for me, I thought it was going to be along the lines of the other Poirots, which are a little bit
less
light-hearted.
Scary.
This one's not scary though, because the whole thing about it is, I know in the end Poirot's going to tell me that it's not what they're trying to set it up for.
Sounds like Scooby Doo,
basically.
but
it sounds like Scooby Doo.
It's a bit more jump scary.
And it's run out as Scooby Doo.
It was good. But there was a point where I thought, I don't know if I'm enjoying this or not, but I did by the end of
it. Is that just because you were tense?
I just find it awkward. That's why I don't like watching it, because I know it's building and I know it's going to get to this point. So why do I want to sit there?
Do you not just sit there with your fingers in your ears so you don't hear the music?
What's the point?
Well, you know when the music starts. So yeah, it's
sound, the sound but is
that's
what
I mean. You get that sort of in your gut feeling that, oh, they really want to make me scared at this point.
Yeah, that's the bit that's fun.
That's the bit, yeah.
Why is it fun?
That's the bit where you go, oh, I know it's going to happen.
You go, ooh.
Yeah.
How is that fun?
Full body tense.
Well, because that doesn't happen to me in real life. So therefore, it's a nice safe version of that. It's like going on a roller coaster.
It's like, no, it's nothing like that. I like going on roller coasters.
Yeah, but they're scary.
Different scary.
Different, yeah.
Oh, well.
I'm not even sure I count it as scary. It just gives me this weird feeling that I don't enjoy.
Adrenaline rush. Well, both of them do, I suppose, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Haunting of Hill House. So that
was
mine.
It was good.
Right, straight on to me then, yeah. So my... I'm going to change what I was going to say. The films I've been watching with my children, I was going to say it a different way, but I've changed it. Goosebumps with Jack Black...
Not seen that, but go
on. And Amy Ryan. Mm-hmm. I've got two Amy Ryans. And I didn't
shouldn't you be watching that in like October?
Oh, Evie loves Halloween. And she'll do it all year round. Like, she loves it.
Good.
Monster Trucks, another Amy Ryan and Rob Lowe, but that's, I don't know if you haven't seen it. It's all right. Is that Goosebumps is much better. But
is that still an alien in the Monster Truck?
Is Monster Truck the one which is a monster truck that has like a squiddish thing inside?
Exactly
it.
That, yeah.
That's the one.
It's a glow in the dark.
Oh, I didn't know he did that. Yeah.
And they feed on oil. That's where the link is to the truck, I think.
So. Oh, okay. That's why he's got to pretend he's a truck.
Also because the guy who's the main part loves trucks.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. And then I watched Narnia. What's the first one in Narnia? We're going to start watching those with Evie.
Quite gets dark.
Yeah.
The bit with Aslan on the slabs.
Oh, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was right with it.
Okay.
Does she understand
only it? Because he came... Oh, I'm not going to spoil it, am I? If I say it, I won't say it.
But okay.
Did he what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Argyle, obviously on that list. We watched that one.
Did you watch Argyle?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Watched Wish.
Good. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
Did you catch all the references?
There's too many, isn't there?
Yeah, there's loads.
Initially, I was like, it's like a lazy Disney film.
Right. I agree with you. Ooh, I thought that. But I thought I could use it to get the references. I like that bit.
Like the backgrounds don't move. They're just 2D black backgrounds.
Yeah, it seems
it's like Tom and Jerry.
It's proper
like Tom
animation.
And Jerry.
Yeah, it's like flat. Everything seems flat, like it's cardboard cutout in the background. Yeah. It does seem a bit like that.
And you actually have to listen to what they're saying.
Or blurry.
It's just
blurry.
Blurry, yeah. When you see it, it's
the animation style.
I said to Bev, that seems quite lazy.
Okay.
But
I'll watch it at some point.
And the last one was Miller's Girl. I've seen that with Martin Freeman and Jenny Ortega.
Why'd you watch that one, Dom?
Did you like Jennifer Ortega in that? Was she good?
Do you know what? Even if it is.
Because that went mental at Twitter at one point.
Yeah,
about,
just think about it being,
about
it
we're being a bit
or
dodgy
Oh, yeah. Well, no, there is one dodgy scene. I'll give you that. And it's...
Yeah.
You watched that one with Evie?
Yeah. She was a bit confused. She didn't know what was going on.
People were saying about...
Yeah.
Was she okay? Did she know what was going on? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one scene that you can... Yeah.
Okay.
But I think she's older than people think as well.
She is.
She's 21.
All right. Kino?
No, as in I looked it up. Because I did exactly the same. Yeah, I was like, what's Martin Freeman? Martin Freeman's like 50-something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's...
Yeah, she's okay. 21. When's her birthday?
I don't know.
Next week?
No, yeah.
But would you recommend?
The ending's pretty... I didn't like the ending because it doesn't.
Is everything for shock though in this film? Is it just
it's
a bit?
It's very quick. Oh, it just
like the way you viewed.
So he's an English teacher.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah, that's how I interpret it. We've done this to get people to watch it, but you won't watch it twice.
And the ending just isn't good. It doesn't really finish the film well.
Okay, won't be rushing.
You don't know what happens
for the moment.
That's all I'm saying. It doesn't. There's no closure.
Oh,
yeah.
No point watching it now.
There we go.
Good.
Okay, so we've done films. Series, I have got very little interesting to say about this. I'm just continuing with the usuals. Season 6, The Office US. I've still not got back to Loki. I can't bring myself to go finish it off.
You have to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Obviously, otherwise, you'll lose complete track of what's going on in your head.
Friday Night Dinners, tick. RuPaul UK versus World, tick. quarterback, I finished with the things. Yeah. And then somehow we've got on to Married to the Game. which is basically the wags of a few footballers.
Footballers' wives comes.
Mahrez is one of them, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't have a lot in common with these people.
Okay. Well, because they're incredibly rich and...
No, that's not the bit that would mean I wouldn't be friends with them.
Do they have interesting interests?
Well, they're clearly all doing this show for their own interest.
Okay.
Very housewives.
Just wags, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And some of them are just... How do I put it without...
Not for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay. I just don't understand it. There we go. Let's leave it there. But... Okay. I'm sure I'll be made to watch them all and really engage with these people.
What have you watched,
Dom? I've just finished One Day, which was actually very, very good. You might have seen quite a few. I've seen quite a few things on TikTok with people crying about the end.
Oh, okay, no, I haven't.
It's one of those things. It's really good. It's actually really good.
You watch people cry on TikTok.
No,
you don't choose TikTok. It just appears.
Yeah, I don't choose.
It would have been listening that he's been watching. So
yeah.
Wow.
But it's about the series.
But
I
then you just
scroll
through people crying at the ending.
No, as in you see someone...
Who's filming themselves watching the end of a...
No, so someone's in...
Doing it for looks.
One of the TikToks is he's watching Likes. It. Watching
no,
his
no,
laptop.
No, no, no. Watches. There you go. That would have been a better word than looks.
Looks. And I've just started The Tourist. I only watched one episode of that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Tell us more when you know more.
I will. Yeah.
Matthew, you surely haven't watched anything on the series.
Not much. I've managed to get through series 3 and 4 of Rick and Morty. That's a nice background thing for me now, just because I've seen a lot of it.
Okay. I've never watched an episode.
This reminded me, sorry.
They're good. Yeah. I enjoy them. They're funny. I think once you get the humour, it's funny. It's first couple of series are better. It's the standard like Family Guy, etc.
Yeah. Okay.
And just started watching Drifters again, which I quite enjoy. It's just a silly British sitcom. With Jessica Knappett wrote it.
How old's that?
About 10 years.
Oh.
It's not that old. There we go. That's it. Not much TV.
I forgot to say that I've started watching Adventureland. I don't know why Rick and Morty reminded me of that, but yeah. Watching it with
see why. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Well, there we go. That was nice, short and sweet.
Bizarre.
There we go.
Are you only halfway through it?
I've only watched the first couple of episodes of the first series. It's like
just Adventureland?
Yeah.
The TV series.
The TV series.
Right. I've not watched the TV series.
Oh, you're talking about the film?
Yeah, I was talking about the film.
Oh, no.
Cross wires coming in here.
Good times.
Okay.
Cool beans.
There we go. Jeremy's trying to make this last.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to delay the...
Trying to delay it because I have to hand over at this point onto Dominic to host for the games, and I now have nothing written on the bottom of my page and it scares me.
He has a calculator in front of him.
Only because I was like...
He's gone all finance.
He's totalling up the 100. I've actually only got 99.
I'm going to go straight in.
Yeah, go.
Okay. So we're going to start with Please Release Me.
Right.
This is so cringy being on this side
of
the mic.
Who is starting?
Jeremy can start.
Yeah, I'm going to have no time reference for this first
one. I'm going to write this down.
Yeah, this is how it works, Dominic.
No, as in I'm going to
write
down
who started. Made it look easy, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm going to write down who started.
It's easy with the answers. Go on.
Yeah. So obviously at the end of each one, you can give me a guess on the link. So I'm going to go straight into it. The Human Centipede.
Oh, right up my alley, that one, isn't it?
Jeremy's favourite.
Sorry. Do you want to give you the synopsis?
Time to think.
Two pretty but ditzy American girls are on a road trip through Europe. In Germany, they end up alone at night. And when their car breaks down, they shelter in an isolated villa. They wake up in the morning to find themselves in a makeshift hospital with a Japanese man. Here, they meet a psychotic German surgeon whose lifelong fantasy is to connect humans together via their gastric systems.
I tell you what, you went for the long synopsis there, didn't you? I'm going to say 2009.
I think you've gone too early. And I think it's 2014.
Well, clearly this is Jem's game. Because it was bang on the money at 2009.
I'd finished university and people were talking about it a couple of years later.
So, Jeremy, you're on 0 and Matt, you are on 5.
Yeah. Do we get to guess
now?
Look
at him trying to show me down there.
I thought it was
well.
Way too early. I thought this was, yeah. Right, come on, Jeff.
Well, I think you find that's the release date. It didn't get any traction for a couple of years.
Get on with the...
I don't know that.
The link.
What's the link? What's the link?
Insects.
No.
Have you seen the film?
No, but no.
No, me neither. Me neither.
Have you seen it?
No.
They attach mouth to bottom.
They do.
Three of them, I think. But there you go.
Matthew, okay, guess. So my guess is daisy chains. No.
That is an entirely different thing.
You right. Make them out of daisies and put them around your head.
Anyway, okay. Number two.
I'll wait till we're off air to explain.
Number two.
Yep.
Underworld. Vampires engage in an age-old battle with their sworn enemies, the Lycans.
Okay, this is the one with...
Kate Beckinsale.
These are so Dominic's.
Scott Speedman, Michael Sheen. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go 2007.
And Jim?
I've got to play the game. 2006, I've got no reference point on that.
That would have been my second guess.
So that is 2003. You've gone the right way there, Jim.
Yeah, it was definitely earlier.
Jim, you are now on three.
He's winning. I'm not
feeling confident nine. Because of the films.
Matthew's on nine.
Right.
Jim. Men
oh,
in...
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. We'll see. Look.
It's easy to forget.
Carry
the
head.
All right, go on then. Right. I'm going to go with a blue-black DVD case.
No.
Why a blue-black?
It's like the theming was blue and black. The DVD case.
Okay.
Go on, think of something.
Yeah, even something think silly. I was trying to think of something funny, actually.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Multiple leg
no.
things.
No, no, no. Yeah, fair.
Too obvious.
Sorry, yes. Yeah, so, Jim. Number three, Men in Black.
Oh, I'm glad you got this one first.
Working for a highly funded yet unofficial government agency, Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith, are the Men in Black.
I reckon before I started going to university, 2001.
I think it's a 90s film.
I was close.
But only
to,
just. Yeah. I'd say 1990. I want to say 1997. Go on, what is it?
Hang on. 1997. So
I must have been thinking of the second one.
Yeah, that must be.
Yeah, that was about then.
Jim, you're now on seven, and Math, you're on nine.
Right, so we've got to think of is yes, Jeremy's turn.
Jim's guess, yeah.
Suits.
No.
Eating cockroaches.
No.
He doesn't eat them, he squashes them.
I think they're part of him.
They're part of him, yeah. Anyway. Part of the moment. Anyway.
He's not eating them.
Math, number four.
Matthew, for the listeners, Matthew did a crooked neck as if he was that person. But there you go.
Yeah, squished into a human body.
Let's go.
Yeah,
yes. Let's go.
Number four, Twilight. High school student, Bella Swan, who's Kristen Stewart, doesn't expect life to change much when she moves from sunny Arizona to Washington State.
Matthew, have you read the book?
Then she meets Edward Cullen, Robert Pattinson.
Oh, then you'd have known.
Yeah. I do you know what? I have real no real frame of reference for this other than
Mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did Mum realise that she liked somebody way too young for her?
Robert Pattinson. I'm going to say 2005.
Ooh. I'm not sure this was out when I was at university. 2008.
Oh, I think it's earlier than that now.
Jim, you are bang on. Oh. 2008.
Well done.
Yeah. So basically, all of my reference points so far have been, am I at university?
So, Jim, you're on seven, and Math, you are on 12. So there's five in it at the moment. And this is Math to guess first on the link.
I'm really struggling with the link. Blood. That's it. That's all I've got. Blood.
No, it's not. No.
Immortals.
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, that wasn't a bad guess, though.
I don't know how that works in Human Centipede.
No, I didn't even worry about that.
So, Jem, you'll go first.
Yeah.
Alien. Do you need the synopsis on this one?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, buy me some time.
Okay, so in deep space, the crew of the commercial starship, I think it's Nostromo, is awakened from their cryosleep capsules halfway through their journey to home to investigate a distress call from an alien vessel.
1986.
1979.
I don't know how you'll get these on. Like, one of you's get these bang on every time. Math, it's 1979.
Yeah.
This is weird.
It is real weird.
So
I thought I thought it couldn't be 70s, could it?
So that's why I plugged mid-80s.
I remember thinking that myself.
The tables have turned.
Oh.
Jem, you are now on 14, and Math, you are on 12.
Ooh.
Matthew.
Oh, yeah. I'm still thinking. Everything's very dark. I'm just going to go darkness.
Oh, it's Jem to guess, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Jem to guess, sorry.
Jem
Well, you have to accept that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is it right?
No.
Okay. Six arms.
No.
Nice idea.
No. All right.
Well, I'm just thinking. Number six, Matthew. 28 days later.
Cillian Murphy
in London. 2003.
Oh, I think that's quite good.
Mm.
Are you going to play the game?
No, 2005.
Should have played the game. It was 2002.
Oh, wrong way.
Outside.
So, Jem, you are on 17, and okay. Matthew, you're on 13.
Yeah, is it my guess? Because I think I've got a good guess.
Oh, Matthew's guess. Go for it.
Are they all referenced in Scary Movie films?
No.
Okay.
No, they are not.
The Scary Movie.
You know, that's called Scary Movie, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I wondered if there was like a parody. They've all been parodied in Scary Movie. They probably have.
Are there TV series equivalents?
No, there are not.
I was just thinking like Walking Dead is the equivalent of 28 Days Later. But
yeah.
Fair enough. So who are we on now? Jem, your go, isn't it? Transformers, the first one.
Shia LaBeouf,
yeah, the good Autobots. And
Megan Fox in that one?
Decepticons. Correct.
Right.
2003.
Right, so I went to see Dark Side of the Moon when I had a Cineworld card, which sort of dates it to around about 2010 for the sequel. But Dark Side of the Moon is the third one, I think. Can't remember. You're not far off. 2005.
The answer is 2007.
Oh, that's later than I thought. I had that on DVD. I thought I might have had it at uni, but I didn't.
So, Matthew, you're on 15. Jem, you're on 21. So
must have been
six.
In the bargain bin.
Jem, you'll go to guess.
Oh, my goodness.
It's difficult. The link's difficult, I tell you. You sit there and... your ivory tower with the questions.
He didn't even give any inclination as to... I'm still coming back to insects is my problem.
You have to let that go. This
you
is,
can
this
see
is
the rib cage.
No.
Well, I'm just thinking like Alien.
Yes,
and
about it.
You can definitely see the Transformers rib cage. And you probably can see a rib cage in Human Centipede. But there we go.
In the movies, does something turn into an animal?
No.
Right.
I've just
Dominic is good at shutting this down.
Yeah, very clearly.
No,
he's like, no. He's always like saying, no, you're an idiot.
I've already given you a clue in something I've said.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, what? All the films?
Yeah. All of them.
What score are we at and what number are we on?
So we're on film number 8. And Jem, you're on 21 and Matthew, you're on 15. So there's 6 difference.
Oh, it matters. It always matters.
I didn't sometimes.
Who's first this time?
You.
Right.
Jaws. First one. Jaws.
Oh, crap.
When a young woman is killed by a shark while skinny dipping near the New England tourist town in Amity Island.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Schneider, or Scheider, and Robert Shaw.
Right.
I'm glad you're going first.
Yeah,
on this
I bet you are. I don't know if it's early or late. And I'm not giving any more.
No,
away
I think we're thinking the same though.
So I'm going to plumb for 1976.
I was going to go. I'm going to adapt it by one because of your answer. 73.
Part of me thought it was 72.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I've adapted
I'm
it slightly.
Sticking.
It's 1975. So Matthew, you were one out, and Jem, you were two.
I'm glad
out.
I adapted then. Yeah,
very good.
So Jem, you're on 23. Math 16. So seven between you. And it is Matt's guess.
Really at a loss. People getting eaten by animals.
No.
They used a mechanized object in the recording.
No. Do you want a clue?
How do you Google that?
Go on.
How do you look those up?
Okay, what uses puppets or something like that? If we have Jurassic World or Jurassic Park next, you'd be laughing.
Think right. Less about what's in the films.
Right.
And more about...
Always giving clues.
Oh, right.
Right.
That was my aim, just to make you think differently, but yes.
Yeah.
So.
I might need a recap in a minute.
Yeah, fine. Do you want to recap now?
I know that you can do that, you see, because I've been on the other end.
Do you want to recap now?
Yeah.
You do, of all the films?
Human Centipede.
So, number one was Human Centipede, mm-hmm. Underworld, mm-hmm. Men in Black, Twilight, Alien, 28 Days Later, Transformers, and Jaws.
Right.
And number nine is,
this is Jeremy.
For Jem, The Mummy. Brendan Fraser.
Oh, that one.
Mummy is a rousing, suspenseful and horrifying epic.
Right. I'm thinking, when did we used to watch this? And it would have been when we were all together-ish. So I'm thinking I'm at school. And it's on video then, probably. Oh, man, this is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
1997.
Mm. That's not a bad shout. I'm going to play the game. 1996.
That was a wrong way. It was 1999. Right. Very close.
Later
very
than good, I thought.
Yeah, a bit later than I thought. I thought it could even be. Yeah.
So, Jem, you're on 25 and Matthew, you're on 19. There's six in it.
Is there a smaller word with inside each of the titles? So Jaws would be jaw.
No.
Later would be late. No. You can go through it. Alien has lie in it.
It does.
Do they all... Can you just check?
It's not the right answer.
Not the one he wants.
No, but can I still be correct?
No.
Human has got man in it. Centipede.
Underworld.
Under.
But that's not in it, though, is it? But yeah. Men in Black.
In.
Lack. Lack.
All right, that's not it.
Yeah,
right.
That's not it, no.
I'm going to go with they all have sequels. Because they do. They all have sequels.
I can't take that as the answer.
Oh.
You can't just say that.
Well, I thought it was a bit vague, but keep going.
What? I can't take that.
All right. Can I expand on it then?
No.
Right.
Not until the next one.
Okay, it's me first next time as well.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Last one is National Treasure. Historian and codebreaker Ben Gates, played by Nicolas Cage, has been searching his whole life for a rumoured treasure dating back to the creation of the United States. It's also got Sean Bean in.
John Voight.
And John Voight, yes.
And the lady is... No, I can't remember. Oh.
Can't remember her name.
No, yeah. Anyway, keep going.
So... Again, this is around the same sort of time as The Mummy, I think. 2000.
Oh, you're so annoying because I want to go around there as well.
Yeah.
I would have said 2001.
It's 2008.
No.
Never. I thought it was much later than that. Much earlier than that. My goodness. Right.
Really?
So there is five in it. Oh, Jem, you're on, Jem, you're on 32. Right on.
But your turn first.
My turn first,
you're
right.
On 27.
Each one of these films is one of four. There are four of them in the series.
No.
No, there's not. There's more than four for some of them. Go on.
You've given us the first film in each of the series.
I have indeed. That is exactly what it is.
Is that all it is?
Yeah. It's my first episode and I've gone for first.
Yes.
So wait. Oh, draw, I don't have some sort of...
We might end up with a draw.
That I feel very hard done by that.
I do not.
They all have sequels. Well, the first film would all have sequels.
No, because that's not what he's got written down.
I've done this before. I know how hard it is. So should I really have a decider, or is that just a draw on that one?
That's a draw on that one.
No, you've had a draw before.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get none on something.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
So that means it's either 2-0, 1-0, or 1-1 left.
You can draw.
Yeah, we can draw
this one. Right, come on then. Let's play one of these new games.
Groundbreaking.
Let's try one of these new games. Oh, I can't believe you got the 5 to pull that in.
Well done. Ridiculous. Thank you very much. Feel a bit of relief there.
Ridiculous.
I also questioned in my head whether it was Alien or Aliens that you said, but there we go. I remembered eventually.
Okie doke. So, who am I? Do you want to go through how it works again?
Or? Yeah. Dominic Swaffer.
Right, every time. so, I've got a film, and I'm going to tell you the year and the genre. I'm not going to tell you the film name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the top kind of 5 actors who starred in it, but I'm going to give you clues and you've got to guess who they are based on those clues.
We've got to guess the actors.
Yes.
Do we have to guess the film as well?
Wait. At the end of each actor, you can guess the film they all starred in, which will gain you an extra point if guessed correctly. If at the end of the round you are drawn, I will go into the decider question.
Oh, okay. So basically we can get 6 points in total.
Yes, if you get all of them.
Right.
And we let's just do it.
Yep. So
I've got no idea what's going to happen.
And the genre. Yeah. So it's 2013, ooh, and it's crime action.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
Here we go.
Right. So I'm going to ask you some. I'm going to say trivia questions about who it is.
About who it is. So I have to get the person in the right order.
You have to guess the actor.
Mm-hmm. But if I guess any of the 5, do I get a point? It has to be the one you're talking about.
No, so the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right, I'm just going to whiz them off.
You've got
to shout your name out.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Okay.
Born in Scottsdale, Arizona, was the highest paid actress in 2017, has played a love interest with Ryan Gosling 3 times, is an obsessive fan...
Emma Stone.
Correct, straight in.
Now I'm feeling smug.
you've got to guess the film now.
You both can have a guess.
Oh, well, do I get a preference or not?
Yeah, you get to go first, yeah.
And can I just question? I know I won't do this ever again. Are they in order for a reason or just random? So is she top biller or?
No.
Okay. Superbad.
No.
It's a good crime film, that one.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Crime action.
I completely forgot there was a genre.
And it was 2013 as well. I'm going to time you out.
Yeah, I'm going to say Crazy Stupid Love.
No.
Even though it's not. Okay.
It's not.
So, I will go through some of the other questions if you want, or I'll just crack on.
No, keep going. Next actor.
Okay, next actor. Ready? Born 1974. He's known for his following of the religion of Scientology.
Jeremy. Tom Cruise.
No, incorrect.
It was too obvious, wasn't it?
Too many of them.
I'm just going to go in normal
speed
now. Yeah,
keep going.
Oh, wow. Jeremy can't guess again. He owns a computer graphics company that worked on Avatar. He had recurring roles in The Wonder Years from 92 to 93 and My Name is Earl in 2005 to 2008. He played the role of Donnie, the main villain in the Seth MacFarlane film Ted. Was the main role...
Mark Wahlberg.
No.
Not the villain.
The main villain.
No, I wasn't listening properly.
the further questions were, main role in the series, Sneaky Pete, starred as Nicolas Cage's character, what, annoying little brother, Kip, and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I don't know his name.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes, right. There we go. See?
I wouldn't have got that.
So there we go. No for that one.
But you get a guess, Matthew.
I do get a guess.
Right. Emma Stone and Giovanna Ribisi.
Correct.
Crime film.
What's the genre? Crime.
Action.
Action.
Crime action.
Heat.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
No, I don't know. Easy A.
this is Rose Byrne. You need to move away.
Yeah, I know.
From the...
she probably plays...
From the mislead.
Number 3.
Yeah. Move away from the mislead. Go on.
Right, actor number 3. Right. So that's 1-0 to Jem.
Yeah, 1-0.
As it stands. He has a famous father who's also an actor and received his start on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 97.
Matt, I'm going for gold. He, did you say?
No repetitions.
Okay, Angelina Jolie.
Even though I said he, you've gone for Angelina.
Didn't he say he? It just crossed my mind.
I think incorrect. I'll wait. Right, I am ready for the next clues. Thank you, Dominic.
Okey-doke.
Barbara Streisand is his stepmom. Was named after the character Josh Randall, played by Steve McQueen. He has worked with the Coen brothers on several occasions, including one of his earlier roles in Hail Caesar. As of 2022, he has appeared in four films that were nominated for the Best Picture Oscar. No Country for Old Men, Milk, True Grit, and Dune Part 1.
Jeremy. Josh Brolin.
Correct.
I was trying to rack my brains with Randalls. Josh Randall is who he was named after. I thought, Randall? The only one I can think about is Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
And then, obviously...
Two now.
Then he was going to go into, like, he was a young actor in The Goonies in the old...
Oh, yeah, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I get a guess now. Jeremy gets a guess, yeah.
Crime action.
2013, I'm just going to say the year.
Oh, yeah, well done. 2013. That's really helped me there. I'm going to go with... Absolutely nothing.
Okay. But no, not that film.
The Departed.
No, incorrect. Right. Matthew needs to listen more.
Going through crimes.
Right. Actor number four. 2-0 to Jem.
Yep. Let's go.
2-0 to Jem.
You've got it.
No, there's two left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the film.
And the film.
And the film.
True.
So, here we go. Number four. He once served 32 days in jail in 87 for hitting an extra. Starred in an early film with his brother and mother in the film called At Close Range. He is the ninth person to win two Academy Awards for Best Actor. Starred as himself in the music video of Jay-Z featuring Beyonce, On the Run. He used to be married to the famous singer Madonna.
Matt. Sean Penn.
Correct.
Damn.
There we go.
Yes. Yes, I got one.
I had
Martin Sheen in my head to begin with, and I don't know why.
Last one would have been starred in two episodes of Friends as Eric, who was engaged to Phoebe's sister Ursula. Right, so last one. Oh no, sorry, you can guess the film. Apologies.
Guess the film.
Matthew, okay.
I don't think I know crime films.
it's Dom's area.
This is agreed.
I don't want to give any clues.
No, don't give clues. We're happy not knowing. Gone in 60 seconds.
No.
Nah, you can't have referenced Gone in 60 Seconds in one clue and then it be the answer.
We could do.
Yeah. I don't think I know enough Josh Brolin films. Right. That's where I was going. Milk. I don't know.
No, that was mentioned.
Really crime either.
No, I don't know. I don't even know what that film is.
Right.
It's about the life of a guy called Milk.
Well, that was great. Thanks.
I can't remember his first name.
Number?
Steve Milk.
John.
Five. So 2-1. 2-1 to Jim. As it stands.
Yeah, I mean.
Right.
Last actor. Okay. This is, remember, Queen name. He broke through at age 13 as a member of the Disney Channel's The All New Mickey Mouse Club Revival.
Jeremy.
Has really...
What? Ryan Gosling.
Correct.
Oh,
it is
what?
Ryan Gosling.
It was either him or Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's him, Aguilera, Spears, and Timberlake in a picture. That's
really?
All I've got.
I had like 10 extra questions on that one. That's fine.
Yeah, well, of course I'm going to get Gosling. Yeah, got a little man crush on him, haven't I? So there we go.
Come on in. Guess the film.
Guess the film.
There's only been three films with them in. I think that was the reference we were given earlier, but they are not going to sit in my head. I'm not sure.
I don't think Matt's got it either based on his face. So.
No. The second Blade Runner. I don't even know when that was.
No, it's not. That was more recent. A lot more recent.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to... I'm really annoyed. I can nearly see it in my head.
Have I won, by the way?
Yeah, you won. Unless I get this.
Has it got Steve Carell in it?
Well, hang on.
No.
No, you haven't won.
No.
Because... I can still guess this and get the same number of points.
No, he's 3-1.
Oh, he's on 3. Oh, okay, then. So that was Crazy Stupid Love. I already guessed
that.
Oh,
yeah, you've already guessed that. Yeah, apologies. Yeah,
so I've guessed that one. Let me go with... No, I don't know. Drive.
No, it is not.
Lost Among the Pines.
No. Do you want to keep guessing or did I just tell you?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I can't think of the Emma Stone. It's not La La Land.
It's not La La.
It's the third one.
It's Gangster Squad.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
No.
It's like Crime Bosses, essentially, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad I got the three.
Josh Brolin plays the detective.
I wouldn't have got that one.
And the decided question was, other than Gangster Squad, La La Land, what was the other film that Emma and Ryder have started?
Great Stupid Love, yeah.
Yeah. It's a gem.
Yeah, thank you very
much. You're one up, are you now? It's one to draw. So one and a half to half.
So, Matthew, you can't win.
No, I can't.
No, on the first time.
Well, if we draw, there might be... Is there another tiebreaker? We just draw?
No, we draw. We draw. Okay, we draw.
You just coming in.
I'm sticking to that. We draw.
Right, so...
Game three,
back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, in this round, I'll ask you... to go back and forth, give me the answers to the film-based question/category I'm about to ask you.
Do you get this horrible feeling in your stomach that you're not going to even know one of these?
No, it's just that you'll know loads. You just won't be able to think of any.
No, I think I'm going to be the opposite. I'm literally going to... It's going to be like Disney animations and I'll be like...
I said, to ensure you don't have to give me answers kind of off the cuff, I'll give you 15 seconds after I give you this and then we'll get cracking.
Okay.
And we always agree, Matthew, we're not going to pen this. We're going to do this from our brains.
Oh, we're
going
to do this from our brains. Yeah.
Who would like to start?
I'll let Matthew decide.
Did you start the... you started the first round. I started the second, so it must be your turn.
Okay.
I'm going to just try and think of the ones that you think of.
And just block me out.
Yeah.
So the category is...
Yeah.
Oh dear. Remember, 15 seconds after this.
Oh,
yeah. Films with one word titles.
Right.
And you've got a list of all of these.
It's not all of them.
He'll know if you're right. Okay.
Are you ready to start? Tell me when you're ready and we'll go.
If you've got one, you're good to go.
Yep. And
okay.
You're starting. Go.
Am I?
Jem starts. Apologies. Okay.
Red.
Tangled.
Correct.
Drive.
Yep.
Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Burn.
Yep.
Really? Crash.
Yes.
Encanto.
Correct.
Moonlight.
Correct.
Wish.
Yep.
I can see. Wally. Had a hyphen. Does it count?
Yeah, that counts.
Elemental.
It's when you get out of the Disney World card.
Yes, it will be. Spotlight.
Yep.
Luca.
Cars.
Come on. Five. Holiday.
Four.
What's holiday?
It's the holiday.
Is it the holiday?
Three. Two.
Oh, I'm allowed multiple guesses.
Yeah.
Oh, one. Glass.
Oh, straight on, John.
No way. Go.
Unbreakable.
Split.
There you go with that. Brave.
Unbroken.
Correct. Yep.
Is that one?
Yeah, from the Japanese ball.
Oh, no.
Five. Four. Three.
Crank.
Yep, correct.
Is it a word? Does it have to be a word or is it just one word? Goodfellas.
Correct.
Transformers.
Correct.
Legend.
Correct.
Alien.
Correct.
Aliens.
Yeah, he's got that one.
I knew that was coming.
Five. Four. Three.
Soul.
Correct.
Crash.
Said that one.
Had that one.
Oh, damn! Hope.
What's that?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm just guessing names.
Four. Three. Two.
Come on.
One.
Titanic.
Ooh.
Pattern.
What's that?
It's an Oscar-winning film from 1970.
Argyle.
Argo.
Where are you going? Lost.
Oh. What's no, it's a series. Five, four, three, two.
Bolt.
Correct.
Gandhi.
Correct. J Jerry's sighing every time now. It's getting to that point. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I was trying to go A, B, C, D, E, F in my head.
Right, there's a few more in my head.
No, I was struggling there.
A few examples. Vertigo, Predator, Avatar, Psycho.
Scream.
Yeah, Superman. Thanks. Nope. Frozen, Shrek.
Yeah, it's amazing when you just reel them off a list, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, that's
he's got them all on that list.
That's ticking them off. Moneyball, Cinderella.
Oh, Moneyball.
Fame. I like that. Footloose.
Cinderella.
Rambo.
Yeah, I should have stuck with the Disneys.
Mulan. Yeah, it's a lot of those.
Trying to be not that cliched man, but there we go.
Lots of Disneys. So, it's a draw.
Yes. It's a good start.
I feel like I should have had another round just in
case. No, that happens.
We weren't expecting the draw, so that's good.
Any feedback on the rounds?
I'm intrigued to see where that last one goes.
Yeah.
Is there, I can imagine a week where I literally just blank.
Nothing. Yes.
Yeah, just blank.
Yeah.
Because you go down a road and you just like,
maybe
no.
Bring a pen next time.
No, we've
like
agreed.
From the brain.
From the brain.
Because otherwise you're right, it'd take too long. I think that's the skill.
Good. Yeah. Good. Also got to probably crack up on my crime and horror movies.
It's not going to be that all the time.
Just crime. It'll be all crime every week. It's a crime action.
Yeah. This time's a crime horror.
Yeah, perfect.
Nice.
Okay, Dominic, well done.
Thank you very much, Dom.
Took over the mantle very well there, I have to say.
Oh, good.
Right.
At least it's not 10-0.
Yet.
What was the calculator for, Dom?
I don't know. It was in the folder that I brought with me.
Just in case the calculator's
there. I couldn't add up for the please release me. It was that.
Okay. We've got to randomly pick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we do, don't we?
A set of numbers. Has everyone come prepared?
I can think of a way of doing it.
I was going to use Dominic's calculator otherwise. He's got a nice little Casio.
Well, actually, pass me the calculator. We can do that. Right.
Passing it to Matthew.
Nothing like good preparation.
There we go.
I can't remember whose week it was, so you're lucky.
I think it's mine.
Oh, so there
I
we
did
go.
Have a method. Right. So.
Talk us through it.
I have written down, I've chosen a random number and square rooted it.
How many digits?
Well, I'm not telling you.
Ooh.
Because I would like you to choose, one of you each, choose a digit from one to ten, and I'll choose that digit, and that will generate our two-digit number.
Okay. Do you want to go first or second, then?
I'll go first. 4.
Okay. Are you the tens or are you the units?
I am the units.
Okay.
Ooh, and I'll go for the sixth number.
Number 70. Dom chose 0. You chose 7.
Ooh. Ooh. Nicely done. Right. So as I scroll down the list, oh, well, all I'd say is I wish I could pick you both.
That's nice.
Films with brothers in it?
No. Top 5 films that have the most annoying character.
I thought you were actually going to be quite kind and nice there, but that's not the way you chose to go.
Have the most annoying character.
Have the most annoying character.
Have the most annoying character.
Ooh,
an interesting one. That can be very subjective, so I like this.
Yep,
now I've got to get into your brain to try and get these extra points, though. So while everyone thinks about that, and while our listeners have a little thing, just a quick reminder that if you want to get in touch with us, tell us how you enjoy the new quiz or what you're already thinking that we should be pinpointing towards, please get in touch with us at Top 5 Films That. Get in touch on most of the major platforms and let us know.
Cool.
Matthew looks deep in thought.
I'm trying to think about annoying characters. My brain just disappeared into itself there.
Yeah. Annoying to you? Annoying to other people? Oh, tough one, right?
Well, it have to be annoying to me.
Well, let's
see where it goes.
Let's leave it there.
Okay.
And leave it to everyone's imagination.
I gave you some extra info there, didn't I? Some inside. Maybe I changed my mind.
Thank you very much, Dominic, for taking over. And I'm happy that I haven't lost. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
Well done, Dom.